It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on this Wednesday. God is good. Glad that you're with us today, and we're here to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. At this time, my wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship, and now we ask for your spirit to come and teach us the things we need to know as we open up your word today. Please anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and as always, help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you. In Jesus' name we ask and pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
today is understanding Daniel 2. Understanding Daniel 2. We've been talking about Daniel 2 because we interestingly titled it, Who Will Win the 2024 Election? And it clearly showed and said that God is in control. He sets up kings. He removes kings. He puts them down. And so even though these kings may all be, or presidents, prime ministers, Bible uses the word kings, may not always be converted. Most of the time they are not. I don't know of any that I can clearly demonstrate and say that by their lives are, but I can say that God is in control of what happens in this world. And that's so important as we move and navigate from day to day. My brothers and sisters, let's pray. Father, bless us as we study in Jesus' name. Amen. So we need to really understand, because when the Bible begins a line of prophecy, that line of prophecy often begins with Babylon. So it's something important that God would want us to know. So we'll see this again and again, that he began with Babylon. And so in verse 32, it says, this image's head was of fine gold. That was Babylon. His breast and arms of silver. That was Medo-Persia, which came and conquered Babylon, yet they were actually weaker than Babylon. His belly and thighs of brass, that would be Greece through the conquest of Alexander the Great. His legs of iron, that would be pagan Rome, okay, the Roman Empire. Because iron is stronger as a metal than gold or silver, but it's a less valuable metal, but it conquered Greece. His feet, part of iron and part of clay. If we go to, we know that iron is the Roman Empire, okay? And then if we go to Jeremiah 18, it begins and says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse 6, O house of Israel, cannot I do with thee as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Israel was God's church at that time. God called them clay, and he's the potter. We sing that song, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Going back to our previous scripture in the book of Daniel, remember we learned that the feet were part of iron and part of clay. Now, brothers and sisters, some of you, I'm aware, have known and study this chapter. But I will tell you, the way I learned it is not necessarily technically correct. Okay? You see what the Bible is doing, and we should study in context. The Bible is showing a succession, okay, of kingdoms, of powers, of movements. And it goes from head to toe. Medo-Persia came after Babylon, but it's lower in the body, as in breasts and arms are lower than the head. belly and thighs came after, well, I should say Greece came after Medo-Persia, as breasts and arms are lower than, as belly and thighs are lower than breasts and arms and head. Rome came after and conquered Greece. And in the scripture, the legs of iron were below the belly and thighs and the breasts and arms and the head. So you see a succession from head to toe. What we often do is we stop the line of succession, but we should not. When Rome, which was iron, in 538 AD, when the emperor gave the scepter over to the Roman pontiff, that is the Pope, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, then the Pope became head of church and head of state in Rome. We have today an ambassador to the Vatican, the smallest kingdom of the world, okay? And we don't have an ambassador to the Baptist Church. We don't have an ambassador to the Presbyterian Church. There is no ambassador to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Why is there an ambassador that goes over to the Roman Catholic Church? Because back in 538, he became head of church and head of state. It was a government. It was a new organization or movement, okay? So the feet, my brothers and sisters, represent the Roman Catholic Church. It is what came into power after Rome. Now, just for context, you can read about Babylon in the Bible. Nebuchadnezzar was part king of Babylon. You can read about Medo-Persia in the Bible, the story of Esther, the story of Daniel in the lion's den were stories when Medo-Persia was in power. You don't have much about Greece because there was about a 400-year break between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New. And during that time, that was when Greece was reigning, okay? By the time you get to the New Testament, Rome had come into power. So Greece, there's not stories about Greece in the Bible. However, in Rome, in 1 Corinthians 1, I believe verse 22, the Bible says that the Jews seek after a sign, but the Greeks seek after learning. So it gives us a clue. We're looking for philosophers and a great emphasis on education. And friends, that's exactly what happened in Greece. You have even history today of the teachings of great educators, worldly educators, but considered great by man. Plato and Aristotle and, you know, these types of men. And it was the time of the Greek philosophy, and there were great educational centers of learning, Greek education. A lot of the education that we have today in our worldly schools comes from Greek education. The Catholic Church took that fine-tuned it into a Jesuit form of education, and that is what we have today in our competitive degrees and competitive sports and worldly education that suppresses the Bible. That's coming from the Jesuits borrowing from certain aspects of Greek education, because Greek education totally forgot God. The God of reason was the God. And so that's what you have. And then by the time Jesus comes on the scene, you see the Roman officials. So I just want to put it into biblical context for you. So it says, thou sawest in verse 34 that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon the feet that were of iron and clay and brake them in pieces. Now, this stone, brothers and sisters, notice it was cut out of a mountain. That's a process. And so this is the conquering of Christ and his kingdom. Now, we are called in Peter lively stones. And some people limit this stone concept to only Jesus' second coming. But it is really all of the triumph of Christ, and that includes triumph through his people. Okay? So the Bible does link or liken us to stones. It says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. So we are lively stones, brothers and sisters. And so some people think, as they look into the future, that we're going to be delivered by the second coming of Christ when there's persecution. We're not delivered by the second coming of Christ. We're delivered by the voice of God. That's shown in different ways in the Bible, and it's mentioned specifically in the spirit of prophecy. We are. So God's people are actually going to triumph on this earth and be untouchable after the death decree, when it seems like all hope is lost, when it seems like God has left us, when it seems like the enemy will crush us out, crush our final existence out, then the earth will quake and there will be all kinds of signs in the heavens and thunders and lightnings, and it will scare the evil people. And it at that time, God's people will hear the voice of God telling them the day and the hour. So the reason I say that is because the victory is a process of victory of Christ, but also through his people. So it culminates in the second coming of Christ, but it is his people. Now, you'll have people such as the shepherd's rod that will say it's not the second coming of Christ, but the stone is God's people. No, it's a victory process. There's a process of cutting out. There's a process of it coming down, hitting the stone. You know, the people of God triumph through Christ, and then they soon are rescued by him. All of that is inclusive of the stone, which hit the feet and broke it down. All right, let's get back to, it says, then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. So, brothers and sisters, the final triumph of Christ, I would even call it the final triumph of Christ, with his triumphing, leaving the most holy place, his people being sealed, his second coming, the millennium, and even his return again. It says they became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Now, I gave you the interpretation, so we won't read all of these scriptures. But we need to understand that Daniel was a man of God, and he gave glory to God for this revealing. And he was honored because he, even when he was in a foreign land and had to be a diplomat in a foreign land, he did not give up his faith. Praise God. Dare to be a Daniel, the song says. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. Let's stand, friends. But God has given us clear understanding, and I'll give you one more scripture. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Why are these teachings important? The Bible says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. How does God authenticate himself? To say there's nobody like me. Declaring, the next verse says, the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So God authenticates himself by being truthful and giving us prophecy at the beginning that comes to pass in the end, so we can have faith and trust in him. So these are important things because they authenticate God and they give God's people an understanding of where we are in time and how to and what we need to be doing to prepare for his soon return. It's so wonderful. I love God. The Bible says, surely the Lord God in Amos 3:7 will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, the Roman Catholic Church. And we didn't talk about it, but the 10 toes represents Protestantism. And the Protestant Reformation was a good thing, but then apostate Protestantism is what we have left, except for those who are true and faithful. And they are the ones that will lead this country and this world into perdition. Friends, we don't have truth anymore. We have politics. Look at what's happening on Capitol Hill. Just look at it from a Christ-like point of view. You don't see a Christian bone in anybody's body for the most part when you look at what's going on the Hill. Brothers and sisters, we're in trouble, but God is our Savior. This world is going down. The country, brothers and sisters, national apostasy leads to national ruin, and we're seeing the apostasy of the United States of America by its perversion of the Constitution of the United States of America. That document that God set forth to make sure that his people could worship him by the dictates of their conscience and treat one another as God would have us treat each other as brethren. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the truth. We ask that you bless us now as we continue our study and we transition to wellness in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to hear from Sister Lenny on the subject of what are boils after we have our intermission with the torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. At this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
What are boils, Sister Lenny?
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. What are boils? A boil, sometimes known as a furuncle, is an infection of the skin, often around a hair follicle. It is usually caused by Staphylococcus aureus bacteria, better known as Staph. Many healthy people carry these bacteria on their skin, in their nose, but do not have any symptoms. Boils occur when bacteria get through broken skin and cause tender, swollen, pimple-like sores, which are full of pus. Boils usually get better on their own. Many boils begin from ingrown hairs and clogged sweat glands that become infected, often with bacteria. How are they treated? Bathe the boil or sore with soap and water or a salt water mixture. Apply a hot compress to encourage the boil to come to a head. Keep boils and other skin infections covered and change the dressings regularly. How can you stop the spread of boils? Good hand washing is really important to prevent the spread of boils and skin infections. You should thoroughly wash all parts of your hands with soap and running water for about 10 to 15 seconds. Keep cuts, scrapes, and boils clean and covered to avoid infection. Don't share items such as clothes, towels, bed sheets, razors, toothbrushes, and disinfect washing, grooming items thoroughly after each use, such as nail scissors, tweezers. Wash bed linen and clothing regularly and dry in the dryer or outside in the sun. The boils themselves are not contagious, but the pus and liquid inside the boil can cause additional infection to yourself and others. The pus can contain bacteria such as Staph. I was called one morning to someone who was having a severe headache. And when I got there, she was in so much pain. I wanted to try to manipulate her scalp to try to relieve her from the headache. I put on some gloves and I proceeded to try to do that. And as I did that, I felt a lump in her head. And I'm feeling, and I'm like, what is that? And she said, what's that? And I said, it's a lump. So I'm separating her hair, and I could see that it was a boil. As I continued to, I took off my gloves, and I put another pair of gloves on, and I'm looking all through her scalp. She had about five huge boils in her head. I don't know what made me take the charcoal with me, but I took charcoal, and with that charcoal, I made a paste out of it with some rosemary and castor oil. And I cleaned her scalp real good. I washed her hair. I cleaned her scalp. And so I applied that paste on there, and I put some gauze on there. Never, ever try to squeeze a boil. Don't try to prick it. You know, you can cause yourself a huge spread in your head or anywhere. And a matter of fact, boils can come anywhere on you. Your nose, your arms, anywhere. So, you know, you just got to be careful with that. And, you know, use gloves all the time because, you know, you can spread it from the drainage that's inside of it. Thank you so much. May God bless you today as you continue to better your health. Thank you.
Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. Roll call time, sharing and caring. And we start with Facebook. We've got Sister Vicky saying good morning out of Georgia. We've got South Carolina represented. We've got Brother Brian out of Kenya saying good morning. We've got Sister Glorious saying good morning from Virginia. We've got Brother Peyton saying good morning from North Carolina. And we've got Brother Carl, not sure where he's from. God bless you, friends. Those on the call, We have representation from Ohio, Ohio, and Ohio again. We have Maryland. We have Alabama. We have Maryland again. We have Delaware, Delaware, Delaware again. We have Ohio. Sorry. We actually have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have Iowa. We have New York. And we have Georgia. Praise God for each one of you. At this time, if there is anyone, just press star six, or if Sister Lenny has anything to share, go ahead and share it. The phone lines are open. That would include my wife, of course, as well. Phone lines are open. So what I had mentioned about that information I gave you yesterday about some things to happen about 2:20, I was thinking yesterday was the fourth. Today is the fourth. We just simply told you what was reported. It is reported as being a conspiracy theory. There was a lot of quote-unquote fact checkers, just like there were with COVID. We're not going to discuss it, but it dealt with your cell phone, and the gentleman was telling people they should turn them off around 2 Eastern time for about an hour. It's listed as a conspiracy theory. That's all I will say. And you make the choice as to what you feel led to do with the information. That being said, there is no one in the queue.
I have one thing, Pastor.
Please.
I have one thing I forgot to say. The young lady that had the boils had her go on a fast and a cleanse, and that really helped tremendously. As far as I know, she has not gotten any more boils. I'm not sure, but as far as I know, she never called me to let me know. But fasting and cleansing is very important, so that would relieve a lot of them boils, you know. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. Fasting helps get rid of those toxins, doesn't it? Amen. All right, friends. If there is no one else, I'll just give the invitation again. If there is anyone, just go ahead and press star six. We'd love to speak with you. And we'll give you an opportunity to share. If there's anyone on Facebook, just go ahead and type any comment or question that you have. And we will enjoy that as well. All right, there is no one, so we'll go ahead and ask my wife, Undreamed Of, to take us to the throne of grace to close out the broadcast.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to be able to learn. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the information that Sister Lenny has shared with us. We thank you, Lord, for being with these petitions that we have been keeping forth before you. We don't know the status of Joshua, but we pray that he made it faithfully to his designation. We believe he was going to Saudi Arabia. We pray that you would continue to give him protection as he's there and bring him back, Lord, so that he can resume his relationship with his future wife. So they can go ahead and get married. And we do pray that you will be with Sister Lenny and her niece as they're going through a lifestyle transition together, that she would be open to all the things that are needed. I believe her name was Marlo. We just ask that you would bless her in these efforts. We pray, Lord, that you will be with Brother Peyton's sister. We know that she is also transitioning. Her condition has not gotten any better, but we do ask that you would bless him and his family, bless her and be with everyone. Give them strength and comfort and peace during this time. And we pray that you will bless the efforts of Sister Desiree. We know that she wants to be able to help others as she reaches out and become a seed planter. Please, Lord, give her the words to speak and allow your Holy Spirit to rest and to be upon those hearts as she reaches out to them. And we pray for other petitions, Lord, that have gone before you during this time of the broadcast. And we just ask that you will Continue to honor all those petitions, including the silent ones that have yet to be asked. And we ask that to be presented before us so that we may put them forth to you because you know what they are. And we just ask that you would do all you can, Lord, in these efforts of helping us as we stay faithful to you. All things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our final salutation, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Undreamed of. Closing song, I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust.